Hi, everybody. Thanks for the wait. Sorry, a bit of technical challenges, but now we can. This is the last talk related to AI stuff, and I think it's also a nice continuation from Saul's first presentation. So we'll have Maxime coming from all the way from Vancouver. So I think probably the the farthest participant here today. So please go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lorenzo. Thanks, everyone. For attending my presentation. So let's get started. Today I'm going to talk about some of our newest work on AI side of things. We've been a little bit about myself. I'm born and raised in Ukraine. I have a master's in physics and radio physics from Kyiv State University. I live in Vancouver for about 20 years now. Father of three. And I've been involved in SIP in various forms and projects and whatnot since about 2003. So basically, since we're at FOSDEM, I'll give a little bit of background of what me and open source. Today, I discovered FreeBSD in my university at some second year. Got very curious, started exploring, and eventually submitted patches and all that, got accepted as developer, and then found SIP Express Router, which is later became Camellia and OpenSIPs, added some modules. We use it extensively. I also created RTP proxy, which people who use SIP probably know about. I get busy with various open source projects to this day. Speaking of machine learning, I started in about 2010. Read this really nice book. It's actually a free book. It's 99 age, but surprisingly, got a pretty good basic introduction into neural networks and all that. I already got a little bit curious about that, and then as time went and it became more available, I trained a little toy model just trying to figure out if I can detect DTMF from 729 in cloud frames, essentially. Because 729 is just a bunch of floating point of coefficients, so you can feed it to the model and get DTMF detection that way. It was just weekend type of fun project. I also got installed a little AI-powered ADAS called Coma 2, and it's open source project. Also, the user AI model to drive your car. It was you can really install it yourself. You can hack it, and it's pretty nice. A good community. I participated in some events there. I also played with DeepFace Lab, which deepfake framework, which allows you to morph faces. Also involves some training. So it was curious. And also lately I've been in San Diego. We've been doing building little from scratch. We've been building model which will drive a little robot across the office. Also was quite fun. Lately I've been also playing with MuZero support for the game of Digger, which I maintain. Linux port of, and it was pretty fun too, so highly interested. This is just this is a device that drives my car, and it runs open source AI model inside that little chip. So anyway, back to the main point of this talk. We're basically looking at that from our perspective, which is trying to build a system which is we basically have a lot of customers who route calls with us, so we try to build a model that can be scaled out for provider level, not a model, but software which can run those models. So basically, the idea behind this project is that we try to figure out how to scale those model on reasonably priced hardware. So as the problem with the area right now, we didn't kind of vacuum tube era, as I call it, machine learning, because we have very expensive hardware for you know, to run something. Mixtral, you need you know, like 64 gigabytes of GPU, and that is very, either you need several of them or you need a very expensive one. But eventually, all this stuff will get more affordable. So we're trying to kind of work towards that goal. Right now there are like two major frameworks which people use, which Torch and TensorFlow, and they are also pretty heavy as well. It's like hundreds of megabytes, if not gigabytes, so to get stuff running. But it looks like, at least from my perspective, in a few years we'll see some changes. Already see people working on alternative frameworks that are expected to be more lightweight and more flexible in terms of environment, because Python is not very easy to scale and integrate into something like C APIs. Although doable, but anyway. So we started earlier this year with the project, and the original idea was to just, for starter, we tried to implement text-to-speech. We already took our SIP stack, which is conveniently Python-based, so that was pretty easy, pretty much like 20 lines of code to get SIP endpoint, implemented RTP generation thread, and tried to run those models. Essentially, my... Oh, where is this slide? Yeah, so basically we started with this guy, and it's like 4 gigabyte card, NVIDIA 1050, and I was able to run like one channel essentially on it of text to speech, and then. Obviously, the next thing was like how to scale it. Well, no, hold on. Yeah, a little bit into how this works, essentially. So text-to-speech is, at least with transformers, you basically take your text, you send it to your model, and then it runs multiple iterations. So you basically have all your stuff through the model, and then it spits out the something like Mel spectrum, which you put through vocoder and get the audio out. The first problem we run out into is that it basically required this run for the whole duration of the audio. So essentially, on my small GPU, it would take quite a lot of time to actually produce audio. So I had to modify. It's a Speech-T5 model. It's like not the latest, but one of the pretty good ones from Microsoft a few years ago. They released it. So I had to modify it. I mean, I rewrote the model itself. Not the model itself, but the pipeline. So instead of processing the whole audio in one go, I made it so it spits out those smaller chunks. The unfortunate problem came with that is it started like clicking, because that vocoder probably was not trained for this mode. So I tried to retrain the vocoder. That did not go well, very well. So did not produce a good result. So I had to build a little kind of post vocoder scene, which smooths out essentially and fixes those clicks. And now it sounds pretty well. I will maybe play some examples when I get finished with the stuff. And then how we I tried to scale it, so I got kind of normal size GPU, I would say. So it's like 16 gigabytes card, and I expected to get like maybe 10 times, 20 times performance just looking at the spec. But to my surprise, I only got like 2 times more performance. So I can only like with this model, I can only run 2 real-time threads of TTS on the bigger card. So I started looking into why this is happening and how to improve, because theoretically it has much more performance. Turns out that in order to get good performance out of those models, you need to use batch inference. So instead of generating like each prompt, each audio in each own session, you batch your prompts that you need to voice out and submit it into the model, and then you it generates all those streams at the same kind of cost. Because my main problem with machine using GPUs is that they are pretty wide, like computationally, but they are pretty expensive to send. So it's like you're operating through very slow network. So with a very fast device, so you need to load several jobs to it, I considered like several ways how to batch it. So my first idea was that maybe I can just vary the size of the batch, so I run it in continuously, but then as sessions come and go, I can add or remove them to this running batch. Unfortunately, this does not work with that sequence-to-sequence model, because internally it kind of clocks itself, so you cannot really add another session of it, so they should be running all of them at the same time. So essentially, you need to do something like this. So you batch a bunch of sentences and that you need to generate, pump it up and wait for them, all of them, to finish, and then at the time you can collect new request, then you batch them up and repeat again. And obviously if you have like pretty powerful GPU, you can probably run few of them, or if you have several GPUs, you can improve latency by running on multiple of them. Yeah, so that part kind of works. The next thing I'm right now working on kind of in other way. So we need to have something like Whisper to do the other way around. So and that one already supports batching, so basically should be pretty scalable there as well. So right now on that $300 card, I can do 50 sessions of text-to-speech in real time at the same time. So it's pretty good result, because this is all running locally. So I don't use anything pretty much, and I can run it on reasonably small device. I guess the last thing that I played recently was there is a framework called Ray. It's basically when you can build a little cluster of machines with different maybe the same GPU, maybe different hardware, and distribute your training or inference work over them. So that's just me running, 20 probably games of Digger. It's basically all of this is a model doing inference, just looking at the screen, doing inference, saying where this should go basically, and kind of training itself to win at some point of time. So array. This is like as you see, it's training, kind of improving little by little, by bit. Anyway, a good interesting part of it. I figured out how to use that array, so it's kind of useful open source framework that you can kind of use to scale up your AI project. So I'll probably use some of it to distribute. There are some links, and I guess I have probably a few minutes for questions if anyone has. Yeah, we can do video technically, because it's all about, as soon as we have like the whole mechanism set up, we can do video as well. Right now I'm using PyTorch, but the question is what kind of model can I run? Right now I'm running with this existing code. I'm using PyTorch, but I also played with TinyGrad, so I might use some of it as well, because as I said, it's kind of very lightweight, so the whole goal of the guy who wrote it is to keep make a usable framework in like 5,000 lines of Python code. So it kind of very interesting from that perspective. But yeah, it's not really limited. It could use anything, right? Thanks. Think another question, no? What? There's another question. Let's give Maxime. Thanks.